B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, it's 5 o'clock hour. It's brought to us by Guided Jordan Window. Receive 20% off wall windows and doors. No money down. And 3 years to pay it off interest free. That's a good deal. Call Guided Jordan Window today. Here's the number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. We'll get to the photosynthesis situation in a minute. Well, let's rock some phone calls. And Ed in Wilmington starts us off. What's up, Ed?
Mike, how are you?
Good, Ed.
Mike, just a couple points. Tyrone's a good man for hooking up Natalie on that TV.
Yeah, he did. He provided.
I just did it this week for my wife. No HDMI cable with the TV. That kind of surprised me. I had to go back out there and get the HDMI cable. But and the Nats are going to win it, Mike.
You think Nats going to win the World Series?
I think so.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, they look pretty good.
We'll see.
All right. And one other thing. You had nobody show up on the hockey knowledge last week. The reason Gretzky wore 99, that was the year his contract was good till.
Yeah.
And they thought he would never be traded from Edmonton. Of course, Pocklin didn't trade him to the LA. But that's why he wore 99.
Yes.
Okay, so Eagles. Mr. Hypothetical Man is going to be PO'd Sunday night because that's the game of the week, and I guarantee these officials are going to... We might get a lead. I would bet Deshaun will get us a touchdown, and we might actually have a lead in this game, and those officials will mess with Mike. And I respect you on you don't like to talk about officials.
No, I just don't pay attention to it. People are obsessed with it, and to me it's ridiculous. It's not anything you can change. It's something you got to live with. It's like an annoyance you have to live with. We live with annoyances every day, right?
I know. I think it's pretty real this year. I think that... it showed up when Green Bay played Dallas. They tried to give that game to Dallas. And it showed up with Detroit. And Detroit's actually going to have a can of hangry for the Vikings coming into town this week. And I wouldn't be surprised if they take them.
Well, here's the thing. Put yourself in these guys' on. They're going to overcall rather than undercall. Because if they undercall, they're going to get a torrent of invective unleashed upon them by the coach. And then like the league's going to look at them and go, oh, you missed this call, you missed this. So they overcall. So
yeah,
they don't miss anything. You get in less trouble when you overcall than undercall.
Detroit Green Bay, they called that guy twice. That guy has no history of doing it. It was textbook. He didn't have his face, his throat, nothing.
Until we get a drone that flies over the game that can actually like have enough artificial intelligence to read penalties, it's something you're going to have to put up with.
All right.
Ed. All right.
See you.
All right, buddy.
All right. Bye.
I mean, I don't know what... Wait, what do you want from me? What am I supposed to say? That they're overcalling. The penalties are ridiculous. It's slowing down the game. What's the alternative? Tell me, what is it?
Do a better job or you're fired.
Make
them full-time. Make them have to be in better shape.
If they see something that they think is a penalty... And they throw the flag. How is that, like, how are you supposed to get better than that?
There were two that weren't, and the league admitted it. Two hands to the face that didn't happen.
That happens to be a live TV error that's going to be made a big deal out of. I get it.
So what you have to do is do better, or you're out. And make them full-time.
But if they undercall, they're out.
No.
If they miss calls, they're out.
What they have, there's always a fine line in the game. Everybody knows the fine line except for football.
Saying, if you miss call, what do you think they're thinking? I can't miss a call. I'm going to go overboard to call because if I miss call, that's going to be worse.
Okay.
All right. John and Bryn Mawr. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, John?
Hey, I wanted to comment on Carson's hat. He looks like an Amish pimp, like an 18-year-old. From Lancaster, who was, allowed to leave and go out into the city.
And
was given that kind of hat. When you're looking at him, he just reminds me of somebody that would come from Lancaster.
I don't want to characterize anybody other than to say it's not his best look. It's not a good look for him. And maybe you could look for somebody else. Everything is subjective. Like, there could be another guy who wears the same hat, and I look at him, and I go, oh, it looks good on him.
Yeah. I saw him walking down the street. It was probably a month ago, maybe 5 weeks ago. And even, it was still warm out, and he was dressed kind of nerdy, and no one recognized him.
Mm-hmm.
It was walking down, I think it was like 16th Street. Are you going up to Happy Valley this weekend?
No.
What do you think about that game?
I think they win the game. I think they cover.
Nice. One more thing.
9-point favorite against Michigan. Now, when's that ever happened?
Oh, is that what it is? They're 9?
Yep. Their defense is excellent. They're fast. Yeah, Michigan's had a problem moving the football against that good defense. They're not. I see Penn State winning this game like 35-10.
Oh my Lord!
That's what I see.
Hey, one more thing.
Uh-huh.
The older that you and Mike Golic get, you guys are starting to look a lot of like each other. Did you ever hear that before?
Never.
He's got a little more hair, but you guys are starting.
You
to
lose.
He's got a little more
good
hair.
Good day, sir.
Yeah.
Look at where am I lacking hair?
Well, his hair is thicker. You know, he's got that nice Italian hair.
What is this? What is this?
That's a violation.
What is that? He got better hair than me. He's got more hair than me. I just fluffed it up. What do I got?
He's trying to take a shot on the way out. That's all.
Come on, man. I got good hair jeans. Let's go to Bilal in South Philly. Bilal, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bilal.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Get
off the speaker, Bilal.
All right. For violation.
Oh, he's gone. All right, let's go. Now, Bilal's a longtime caller, right?
Hey, and I know Dylan told him.
All right, Dom in Medford. Dom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dom.
Hey, Mike. It's Dom, like Donald.
Dom, what's up, buddy?
I want to tell you what I think about the Jalen Ramsey situation. You tell me where you stand on it.
Okay.
So I believe that the Eagles legitimately kicked the tires on every good player who could become available. I trust that they do that. So where I'm standing on not making a move for him is that if they did their homework and they came to the conclusion that he's got character concerns and that he's going to maybe potentially negatively impact the culture in the locker room, I can stomach them not making a move for him.
Mm-hmm.
But if they decided they could tolerate, you know, whatever kind of personality he's got and that they wanted him and they failed to get him, that's just incompetent to me.
Well, it's not incompetent if they offered a similar package. Now, we don't know what they offered, but if suppose they did offer two number ones and they decided to go with the Rams pick because they think the Rams are going to be worse than the Eagles and the Rams number one pick is going to be more palatable. I don't know what happened. They were involved in it, and they were involved in it to a point.
Don't you think Howie can say, listen, whatever offer you get, call me back and I'll beat it?
Yeah, he could say that, but maybe he doesn't mean that. You know, like you can't box yourself like that.
I mean, it's just how he's known as this wheeler and dealer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard for me to believe that we failed there if we wanted him. Like I said, if they didn't want him, fine.
Oh, I'm sure they wanted him and they were involved. Now, maybe they didn't think two number ones was worth it. You know, the thing about this, and my friend Tom texted me, and you know, it's not two number ones. You're giving up really one number one. You're getting Ramsey. That represents a one. Right? So you're really technically only giving up one number one.
And let's not forget he's 24.
Yeah, that's right. You're getting a number one when you make the trade.
It's better than a number one because he's already proven great in the NFL.
Correct.
He's not just good.
Yes.
And where's our weakest spot on the roster?
You're right. So you're peeved.
It's embarrassingly
bad. You're peeved. I got news for you. The majority of people, like, it's right at 50-50 whether you're peeved or not. Now, I thought it was going to be way in the 90s, judging by the emails I was getting, but apparently people aren't that bugged by it. You know, it's this whole notion of giving away number one picks. It's become like a legend. Like, oh my God, you can't give away number one picks.
Yeah, yeah. And if we were great at our number one picks, then I'd say, okay, like, you know, don't give away number one picks. But we're hit or miss, in my opinion, more than a lot of other teams.
Yeah. All right, here's your general knowledge question.
Okay.
NBA team scoring leaders. If I gave you the Portland Trailblazers, who are you giving me?
I swear I can only think of one Portland Trailblazer, and it's Drexler.
That's correct. Clyde Drexler is the all-time leading scorer for the Trailblazers. Now, who else would be in that realm?
I'm trying to think of who played there long enough.
I know. I can't think of anybody who played there long enough.
Terry Porter played with him, but he was the point guard on the squad. He wasn't a big scorer. And Brandon Roy didn't play long enough.
Nope.
And Lillard is probably going up the charts, but he hasn't played nearly as long as Drexler.
And Walton didn't play there very long.
No, he got hurt. He would have perhaps been. Yeah, so he's kind of the odd. Jerome Kersey wasn't a big scorer.
Jerome Kersey.
But he played there a long time.
He probably would have been the second guy in the line.
Probably.
All right, let's go Josh and Audubon. Josh, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Josh.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Josh?
Do I want Jalen Ramsey on the Philadelphia Eagles? The answer is yes. However, I'm trying to get inside the mind and the business of Howie and the Eagles organization. And can you pay? I think they're worried about what's going to happen with his contract. Can you pay a top five quarterback money? Can you pay the number one cornerback, which is what he's going to want with Fletcher's deal? It seems like we pay our O-line, our D-line, and we do the rest, you know, draft and free agency. If you have Jalen and Carson and Fletch and Lane and all these guys, and you're giving up draft picks, now we're just patchworking in free agency instead of maintaining our picks and drafting what we want. Now, obviously, you're going to say, oh, well, we're not drafting, you know, well. So then what you say. But I'm worried that was a part of the decision they were making.
Well, listen, it's a logical view, but you're missing one thing. Who are you going to get in those draft picks that's going to be Jalen Ramsey?
Right, exactly.
So in other words, you've already done better the first year because you got a guy who's worth more than the 27th pick in the draft. So basically, you're giving up the next year's 27th pick in the draft.
Correct.
So is it, you know, when you look at it that way, what are they giving up?
Two picks, a one and a four, 2 years from now.
Yeah.
And I understand that, but that's from a business decision. I think they're thinking because Carson's money doesn't kick in, till 2021, correct, right? So when that kicks in with Jalen Ramsey's number one deal, would they rather have that or...
Okay,
that?
But here's the thing also. They were involved in trying to get him. So that salary thing they were well aware of, and they were still in. Like, it wasn't like, well, you know, we can't afford to pay all these guys, so we're not in. They were in.
Right.
They wanted it at their price, so they were willing to meet the salary situation.
Maybe I'm just trying to make myself feel better.
I think you're trying to let the Eagles off the hook, is what I think. Here's your general knowledge. Movie taglines.
All right.
1986, I feel the need... The Need for Speed.
I was hoping to get the NBA one. I don't watch movies.
I feel the Need for Speed. You got nothing?
No, I got nothing. I don't watch movies.
Oh, man.
What kind of human is that? I don't watch movies. Like, okay, maybe you haven't seen that one, which is still a violation, but what kind of human says, I don't watch movies?
I don't know.
Come on.
But there are people out there. I got a buddy of mine who has no clue about movies.
Watch them on TV.
We're talking about, he and another guy, we're at the bar, and we're talking about Midnight Run. He goes, what are you talking about? I go, Midnight Run. He goes, what's that? I go, what's that? He's like, I haven't seen it. You haven't seen Midnight Run? I go, what the hell's wrong with you? Anyway, it's Top Gun. It's Mav and Goose conversation.
I mean...
All right, let's talk about photosynthesis
before
we get to our next call.
Uh-huh.
Now, photosynthesis, we have learned earlier in a general knowledge question, but also you were taught this probably in fifth grade, the process as where plants make food using the energy from sunlight.
Yes.
There's a whole process, what the sun does to the plant, it makes it blossom and all this stuff, sugar and whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You said your dad does not believe in photosynthesis, which may have been one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
Well, my dad is a character.
Okay, so why doesn't he think the sun on a plant connects?
I don't know, but in our backyard, still there's this big tree that's obviously gotten bigger since I've left the house.
Uh-huh.
So there's certain parts of the yard that get no sun.
Yeah.
And my brother and I were in charge of the yard from a pretty young age, and mm-hmm. we explained to him that, oh, you guys on this grass too much, because he would blame us for grass not growing in those spots that get no sun whatsoever mm-hmm. because of the tree, no matter the time of the day.
Yeah.
And we explained that, you know, if we trim the tree,
the
sun would touch it. Because he seeded it a couple of times, and the seed uh-huh. didn't grow because
yeah.
it got no sun.
Right.
He just didn't believe it. He just was like, nah, y'all are running on this grass. And he blamed us for it for our entire lives. Still to this day, it's us. So these spots are still, and it's grown because as the tree has grown, the spots with no grass has spread further into the yard. So then as we got older, I was like, Dad, they have this grass where it can grow in shade. Mm-hmm. Buy that from the Home Depot.
Right.
Instead, he would just go out and get the generic grass seed once again.
It's probably less expensive.
Yes. Water it. Exactly. Water it and then blame us every year and yell at us.
For walking on it.
Well, for walking on it because he didn't believe that the grass needed any sun because he just doesn't believe in photosynthesis. Why? I don't know.
Could you have done like a little experiment and put a marigold in the sun and put a marigold in your house? If you have done that to prove the point?
If you want to get slapped.
Or not even that big, remember?
Slapped?
Yes.
Remember in grade school?
Proving him wrong when he got you slapped?
You don't want to prove him wrong.
Or remember when in grade school you plant the bean?
Yes.
You plant the bean?
Yes.
Just
yes.
a little styrofoam cup uh-huh. with some dirt. You could put one of the, you just could have planted the bean in the sun.
Nope, it was all because of us. So now we're in high school. We're not going in the grass at all anymore. Because when you're kids, we are running in the grass. But we're like, we got driver's licenses. Dad, please just get the seed that'll grow in the shade. I'm not getting nothing. Y'all got to stay off the grass. Still, if we ask him about it today, he will tell us.
Listen, man, we got to get Mr. Johnson on the show. Can we get Mr. Johnson on?
I'd like to hear from him, too.
I want to explore with Mr. Johnson the concept of photosynthesis.
I don't think
can we do
want
that?
To. Your head will explode.
Oh, that's all right. I've never met Mr. Johnson.
I'll work on it.
Oh, yeah. Let's get Pops to call.
All right.
All right. Let's go Mike in Lebanon. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Yeah, hi, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
How are you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say about as far as the Eagles are concerned and this Ramsey situation, I'm kind of glad they did not get him.
All right, why?
And the reason that I'm saying that is you said at some point, the guy's high maintenance and stuff. Now, what team was he on previously? Was it Carolina?
Jacksonville.
Okay. Well, either way, what if he got to Philadelphia and decided, well, he don't want to be there either? Then what did he do?
Well, he didn't want to be in Jacksonville because they weren't going to be a winner. So going to a better team is what he's wanted.
Right. I get that. But what if he changed his mind, you know? It just seems like...
Well, let me ask you, you make deals on what can go wrong or what can go right? This is a very defeatist attitude you're bringing to me. Well, suppose he doesn't want to play if you're... Like, yeah, but Mike, what he brings is what you have to focus on. You can't focus on the other things that are unknown. Like, you got to focus on the known if you're trying to improve your team.
Okay, I got you. As far as the other thing about the Phillies that I wanted to say,
mm-hmm.
and Kapler, that's just beating a dead horse.
Right.
But what I would like to tell you, they cannot get Dykstra. That guy's a psycho.
No, I don't think he's a candidate, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't know what he was talking about the other day, but that was, he's a maniac.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think you can rest assured that Lane Dykstra's not going to be the manager.
But thanks for
all right, buddy.
Call.
You want to play a little general knowledge?
Yeah, why the hell not?
All right. In 1950, what was the first human organ to be successfully transplanted?
I'm going to go with the liver.
Liver. Oh, that's a really good guess, but it's incorrect. The kidney was the first human organ to be successfully transplanted.
That would make sense because you got the... Yeah, it makes sense.
All right. 610-620-9755. We're coming down the home stretch here. Plenty more phone calls. We've got Sound Off coming your way right here on the Mike Missinelli Show. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports, Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic. Today on The Fanatic.
Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where you're more than a customer, you're family. Visit familyautos.com.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Jalen Ramsey headed to the Rams for two number ones and a number four.
You ready for this? This is going to hurt. We have 2 third-round picks next year. 2 fours and 3 fives.
What the hell, bro? I can't believe that in Howie we trust, we seem to be able to trust no more.
Middays with Gargano and Mertedis.
They got to do something to fix this thing, and they just lost a big piece. Was it expensive? Yeah. Was it worth it? Yeah. I know the price was too high, but I would have did it. Said, come on, Jalen. Let's go. Long-term deal.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
You would think that Jacksonville might even think that the Eagles pick would be better. But it's just, I don't want to trade it away to first-round pick. Now, there are a lot of football experts that will tell you that. That is not good form because the Eagles, they are an older team. And with an older team, you have to replenish with youth. But you're going to replenish with the back-end number one pick. Is that really replenished?
Listen all day, every day to 97.5 The Fanatic. The voice of the Philly sports fan.
All right, it's time to get the final Twitter poll numbers, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, Sentinel Landscapers. Looking to repower a zero turn or walk beyond mower? Well, how about you think about engine replacement? Because Moyer has the engines in stock and best deals around. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. All right, the final numbers. This was hovering around 50%. What we have, Nat?
Over 1,900 votes today, Mike. Are you still convinced the Eagles are in win-now mode since they didn't trade for Jalen Ramsey? 48% say yes, 52% say no.
52% say no.
Yeah, so people are convinced that they are not in win-now mode.
Okay. Reminder, Ron Jaworski's show is on tonight from 6 to 7, live from Downtown Country Club. Special guest tonight, Dick Vermeil.
The legend.
That's right. Dick Vermeil and his quarterback, Ron Jaworski. Interestingly enough, I was watching the Peyton Manning. What's that show called? He interviews people. He goes and it's an online show.
Yeah, ESPN Plus.
Let's say ESPN Plus, but they were running it on ESPN, like snippets of it.
Yeah,
and it was one with Brett Favre. He's actually pretty good.
Peyton. Manning.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
He's really good at engaging the subject.
Yeah, people have offered him a lot of money to do Monday Night Football and all that. Yeah. He wants to do this stuff.
Well, he's got Brett Favre, and Favre's telling a story about it, the day he broke Ron Jaworski's record for consecutive games played.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Starting quarterback. And they used video of Jaws giving him the, you know, coming out, giving him the hug and all that. I didn't realize that.
The Jaws was tough as nails.
Yeah. As Favre broke Jaws' record.
Yeah, I kind of remember, but he broke it by so much because he kept playing for another, seemed like forever.
All right.
I watched that 30 for 30 last night, too.
Oh, yeah, Tito and,
Liddell,
And Liddell? How'd you like it?
It was really well done. Mm-hmm. And I actually came away feeling bad for both guys for different reasons.
Really?
Liddell was more the traditional fighter, took too many punches, couldn't find purpose. Tito kind of got you mentioned the adult film actress that he had married.
Jan Jameson.
She kind of...
It was a rocky part of his life, wasn't it?
Yeah, and with the with the cameras and stuff, I kind of end up believing him. He got kind of a raw deal. People were... He was not a beater, abuser, but he was called one for years unfairly. That was sad. In real time, I sided with the woman.
So what's he like now?
Both of them are doing much better now.
Are they?
Yeah,
They're old looking and beat up?
They both look good considering the amount of punches they've taken. Liddell stopped drinking, which was big because that was the thing. And Tito basically just got her out of his life. He's raising his twins.
Twins with her?
Yeah, and he raises them.
I saw him fight live.
Did he take the twins aside and say, Mommy was nasty?
I think he talked about Mom having addiction problems.
That got a lot of play on Twitter. You're lying
yesterday.
It did. I saw Tito fight live.
Nasty. You did?
Yeah. Against Sugar Rashad Evans in 2011.
Rashad beat him.
Yeah. The Wells Fargo.
Oh, really?
It was UFC. The only time that UFC has, I don't think they've been back since then.
They were back this past year.
That's right. But the first time they were here.
Were you working there or you just went as an observer?
I went as an observer. I was working at another station at the time and I met Dana White and he gave me tickets. It was awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was
Did
so
take
cool.
A friend or was it a date?
It was a date at the time with my ex-boyfriend.
It was a little MMA date.
Yeah. Actually, it's a really cool thing to see live. Mm-hmm. The live performance of it is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super cool.
Did you get like bloodthirsty?
No, not really.
You didn't?
No.
I feel like Matt would get bloodthirsty.
A lot of women like hockey for that reason.
Yep, they get riled up.
Uh-huh. I do appreciate MMA though, as a whole. I think it's the most like barbaric, you know, closest to gladiator-esque.
Like that's it with you.
It's tough. I mean, I would never do it.
No, that's not what
Did
I'm
you
asking.
Enjoy it?
I enjoyed it.
You want to do it.
Did it give you a rush?
It gave
you
a rush. Yeah.
It gave you a rush.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like football for the same reason.
All right. I won't go any further with the combo.
I know where you were going, Mike.
She wasn't.
I'm not going to look for Buffalo.
She wasn't going down that lane.
Nope. I'm not going to look for Buffalo.
Wasn't talking about no Buffalo, but we're good.
Or Wolves or whatever it was.
Let's go to the phones.
Yeah. Hey, Anthony in the Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony.
Mike.
What's up, man?
I'm leaning on you for some knowledge here from some of your law degree.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Johnson, too. So I'm going to go real quick, and you decide. 6 years ago, I buy season tickets. I buy 10 tickets to the Sixers, thinking Hinkie's a genius. I'm going all in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking my kids to the game, selling some tickets, breaking even, losing money every year. Last year, the Danny Green game, you know, second round, first game.
Mm-hmm.
We got a buddy. He goes to the game. He heckles Danny Green. The Sixers revoke my tickets, all 10 tickets, take them away from us, and now we're, like, fighting the Sixers, like, to get our tickets back. Because we went through all the bad years with them, lost a ton of money every year. Now they're good.
They have the right to do whatever they want, unfortunately. Now, what would be your legal argument? They have a policy that they can cite saying we can choose our if customers are unruly, and I assume they would use that because of what the story you just told me, and they could do whatever they want to revoke their tickets. Now, I don't know what legal standing you would have to get it back if that's their policy.
So there's no proving like he did anything, or because we sold the ticket to someone, so there's no like. They don't have to show proof. It's basically like they find out
whose tickets they were, whoever acted, right. And they make that decision because they know they can resell that.
I know. Now that they're good, we're screwed. But like,
yes,
during the whole
that's unfortunate. Legally, you won't be able to do anything about it.
There's no recourse, right? No. That's what I was leaning on you for that. But
no, unless you can prove some kind of prejudice, in this situation, you can't.
Gotcha. All right, my man.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question? Stay in the NBA. All right, this is the all-time franchise leading scorers. Let's go with the Toronto Raptors.
Oh, boy. Vince Carter.
That's a great guess, but it's incorrect. You got a shot at this, Tyrone? Because I would have gone there, too. All-time leading scorer for the Raptors.
It's DeRozan.
It is DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah. He was there longer.
All right, Jerome in West Philly checking in. What's up, Jerome?
Eminem. What's going on, man?
How you doing, buddy?
I had that one too, man. Dang.
Well, I'm going to give you, I'm going to stay in the NBA with you too, because I know it's near and dear to your heart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, Ty, what's up, Matt? Hey, Mike.
Yes,
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically speaking, take away the Super Bowl. Two-part question. What's the difference between the GM of the Eagles and the GM of the Phillies and the coach of the Eagles and the coach of the Phillies?
You can't take away the Super Bowl, though. See, that's the thing. But I know where you're going with this, because it's very similar. The situation, like I said earlier, all they needed was Andy McPhail to come out and go, if we make it. If we don't, we don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the kind of the lingering feeling. But our poll suggested otherwise. Like, more people are okay with it for some reason, and it's that number one pick stigma. People don't like, it's like they're giving up gold.
But, I mean, the way both of these teams select their players in their farm system and whatnot, they never get a player out of it. So what's the difference? I don't understand. You're holding on to something that you don't know how to use.
So you can't automatically assume, though, that they're not going to be able to pick, because the past track record didn't work. That doesn't mean that it can't hit next year. You know?
Yeah, well, how many next years are there, Mike? I mean, you can't keep going next year.
Because it's a little easier in the NFL. Baseball's harder, because you get the guys they pick, they have to get through a system, and, you know, they're weeded out. They got to go through four different levels before they get to to Major League Baseball.
Right. Okay, let me ask you a quick NBA question.
Yes.
Zion, what position would you put him at?
He can't guard the three, but I would probably have to play him there. Or he's a quicker four that I could take advantage of. He's got to create his own position. It's like a 3.5.
Yeah, because his jumpy is really not the stretch four type jump shot.
Yeah, no, you're right. So he's a three. He's a 3.5. That's why I said that he's going to have his own niche in the NBA.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be exciting just watching everybody play, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're not going to win anything, though.
No, I know, but hey, I'm a basketball fan. I like watching the game.
All right, here's the NBA team scoring leaders quiz. If I give you the Orlando Magic, who's the all-time leading scorer?
Ooh. I almost hate to say his name. I'm going to go with Dwight.
That's correct. Hold on, Jerome. Dwight Howard is the all-time leading scorer for the Magic. Hornets, Tyro.
Oh. Is it Kemba?
It is Kemba Walker. Bucks.
Harry Cummings?
Incorrect. You could have gone Marcus Johnson. That would have also been incorrect. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar
still
is the all-time Bucks leading scorer.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow,
well, Giannis is going to smash that, but...
Yeah, that held up.
Coming up, but we got Sound Off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You gotta be faithful with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up. You know, if this news came down to Jalen Ramsey, I'm telling you, a lot of people were upset. Maybe the hour softened them a little bit, but I'm expecting we got some anti-Eagle calls on this Sound Off line. Let's see what we have.
I am disgusted with Harry Roseman. He went into the season with the secondary. We knew there was problems. That was an embarrassment what happened to us. And then you let the Rams outbid you for Ramsey. 2-1s and a 4. I mean, it might sound like a lot, but this team's built to win now. Not 2 first-round picks in the next couple years that may or may not be 15 and up picks.
Interesting point. But maybe deep inside the Eagles' offices, they don't think they can win now.
I was so pissed off about this trade that Jalen Ramsey went to the Rams and not the Eagles. I couldn't sleep. I cannot believe that we did not do everything in our power to pursue this guy. We lost out on the best freaking corner in the freaking game. And now we have trash.
Well, how do you know they didn't work really hard to get him? And it just they found it distasteful to go as high as Jacksonville did. Or the Jags looked at the Rams situation and said, we're going to get a better draft pick if we trade with this team because the Eagles are better than the Rams. Now, you don't know.
I kept saying to myself, after this Vikings game, we have to go and make a move for a cornerback. Somebody in the secondary. We just have to. But after the news I heard yesterday, Mike, pretty much confirms what I've been fearing. Now, Howie Roseman's fault. I think Andy McPhail and Matt Klintak are running the Eagles.
See, this is the exact reaction I was getting last night on Twitter and my email. You know, people were not happy. And then all of a sudden, we woke up today, and they're like, all right, well, you know, they're not mortgaged in the future.
Howie! Howie, wake up! Wake up, it's happening! Howie, wake up! Where were you, man? Two number one in a heartbeat. Damn it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why that poll threw me. That first numbers of that poll.
Mikey, say it ain't so, buddy. $40 to park up at Penn State, and then you got to park in a grass field. And then if it rains, you're in a mud puddle. That's outrageous. You better talk to your people up there, because that's crazy.
That's not $40 at Penn State to park, is it? I think that's like an SUV price.
Still.
What, an SUV price?
Explorer, got to pay $40 for an Explorer? Seems excessive.
No, I don't think it's $40. I'll have to check on that. That is a little excessive for college.
If I'm Howie Roseman, one thing I'm doing right now is I'm calling up Michael Bennett's agent, and I'm just telling him, make sure your client keeps pissing off the Patriots more. They already suspended them. They're probably a decision away from releasing them. We bring them back. We need them.
Yeah, the Bennett thing's interesting because I don't think that he's any good anymore. Was he flashing at all this year?
No, he's played. Part of the reason he got in an argument is he's played less snaps week one than less week two, three, four, then suspended. I think they think he's cooked.
Yeah, and I thought the Eagles. This is the thing. A guy gets older, you can't count on him being the same Bennett the year after. So I don't think it was a mistake what the Eagles did.
Just when I was kind of starting to turn the page on LeBron James, is kind of starting to like him, but now he won't stand up for human rights to bust our government. They trump this and Black Lives Matter and this and that, which is fine. I have no problem with that. But he won't stand up against the Chinese government because he might lose a few million dollars. What a friggin' hypocrite.
I was disappointed in LeBron. I don't think it was right. I think he's smarter than that. I think he had more clout to do that. All right, close it down.
The best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.
All right, Sound Off. General parking at Beaver Stadium lots purchased in advance is $25 per car. While paying to park on game day when arriving at lots 11 or 36 will cost $60.
What?
Cash only.
Well, that's a shakedown.
Well.
Cash only.
That's a shakedown.
That is a shakedown. That's awful.
I don't know where lots 11 and 36, whether they're choice lots or something. Maybe it is 40 of regular lots. I don't know. Anyway, stay tuned. Gene from Doylestown, by the way, won the fight tickets at the Met, hanging out with the Cuz. Stay tuned for the Ron Jaworski show on 97.5, the Fanatic from Downtown Country Club. Dave Vermeil's a special guest. NBC Sports Philly has quick slants. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.